All right, Justin Bogle, Glendale. Just, I mean, for you, it's steady improvements. It's steady kind of get in the mains, get learn the bike, learn things, right? So how are we doing after two races?
It's good. I mean, nights like tonight are tough to dial it back and understand that this is a process still, you know. I've only got a few days on the bike. I only got to ride once this week, and so that makes my total like 4 days on this thing. I like the bike a lot, but it's still just tough to get used to, you know, and just get back to riding Supercross, and I hadn't really been riding anyway, so it's all good. We did better this week than we did last week, so we're closer than we were, and I'll take that, because a night like this, it's frustrating when you're out there, and it's like, man, my head's telling me I can do more, but I know better.
I think peak Justin Bogle, this is a very good track for you, right?
Yeah.
Like, peak, if you're at your form?
Definitely. I think so, but I'm far from peak Justin right now. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's cool because we get the laps in here, and then Monday I can get better, you know, and I can get better through the week. So that's – we have a plan. My circle, we have a plan, and I'm sticking to it regardless of what anybody says, because I know the other side of this as well, and you can't rush it. It is what it is, and you just do as good as you can, and then before you know it, you're back to normal. It just takes time.
Yeah, you mentioned in the beginning tempering yourself. So out there on the track, you're like, hey – just do the 20 plus one, like, consistently. Like, I know I think I could triple here, but you know what? Let's just – is that what kind of stuff you're talking about?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, too. Like, there's certain rhythms I'm just like – I'm just not quite comfortable enough to just pull the trigger, like, mid-race on something yet. I will be. It's just – because normally I like that kind of stuff, you know, but technical stuff I like. But I need more laps, you know. Everybody's got thousands of laps this offseason. I've got, like, 100. So – And honestly, in the last 12 months, I don't have many indoors, outdoors. Doesn't
matter. Good point when you think back to before Soupy with the JGR guys. Yeah.
Since the last outdoor in 17, I didn't get more than 2 weeks at a time until I started racing outdoors. And even then, I was like super hit and miss for 4 weeks. And then I was back out again. So I haven't ridden much in 12 years. Or, I mean, 12 months. Sorry, 12 months. Long year. So I'll take it. I'm not stoked about it, but I'm not mad either. Like, I'm mature enough at this point to understand that this is a process.
Last year, you pulled a lot of starts, and then you told me a few times, hey, I'm just going to go for it. Like, that's kind of your mentality. This is not that, though, right?
Yeah, well, the thing with that is, like, there's always a chance. That you never know. If I could get a start, I mean, you never know. But I just got bad starts tonight.
Yeah.
Like, really bad starts. So,
good track, though, right?
Track was good. It was technical. It was pretty tricky. The whoops were gnarly. So
left side was the key, right? I'm hearing.
I was hitting the left side, but by the end of the race, they were black from rubber. Just they were gnarly, dude. Yeah. So.
Well, all right, man. Yeah, just keep healthy, keep riding, and we'll see you. Hopefully, get improvement. Right? That's the idea.
Yes, sir. That's the idea. Thank you.
Cool.